Yes, sir.
You're welcome.
Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1869, WMF Watercraft and Marine.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR, General Residential District, to a C3 Heavy Commercial District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River, Sussex County, containing 1.194 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Oak Orchard Road, approximately 551 feet north of River Road. The 911 address is 32676 Oak Orchard Road, Millsboro. The tax parcel is District 234, map 34.08, parcel 45. Staff would note for the record, there is an exhibit booklet, a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation, and I believe we have comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division as well. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Mr. Willard, a doubleheader tonight.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, that was me. Ow. Things live. I just got shocked. Maybe because I was whispering in the back and I didn't know you could hear me. I apologize. I didn't realize it was Karen.
Oh, I didn't know who it was. I didn't know I could hear him.
No, it was me. I confess.
Right.
Yes, I do represent the applicant in this case. This is a change of zone. And there it is. My client is WMF Watercraft and Marine. The owner of the property is WMF Realty LLC. And the man behind that who owns it all is Bill Ferenczi, who's seated right here. Y'all know Mr. Ring Lardner from GMB. Or I'm sorry.
Bad night for this guy.
I actually did that on purpose.
No, because Steve's still here, I think.
Yeah.
Good thing he's not the one.
From DBF. From DBF. So this is a change of zone from GR to C3. The applicant doesn't plan to change the use. Some of you may have been familiar with his business on Route 24. He sells pontoon boats. He's there on Route 24. And I forget the other cross road there.
Lee.
Yeah. And, quite frankly, this area has become pontoon capital of the world. There's a lot of pontoon boats. They're moving them. So he's doing well. And he was before you not too long ago to do some expansion on his business up on 24. This property is 1.19 acres. It's on the west side of Oak Orchard, a few blocks from the Indian River, the bay. And it's actually currently being used as boat storage or service and storage area. They're not really doing sales there. Across the street, if you see the aerial again, is also property owned by him, which is already C1. And they just use that perhaps as it may end up being a shop. I forget what he called it, a shore shop for boat supplies, but right now they're just using it as supplies there. He has no intention to do anything different on this property. He wants it zoned for really what it is, which is boat service and storage. The impetus, and you may say, well, why do it? Well, it does help as far as financing and things like that when you're applying for financing. And it's just cleaning up his portfolio, quite frankly, and we think it meets the code and is appropriate for C3. In fact, C3, the purpose of C3, it says, in addition to most commercial uses found in this zone, automobile, recreational vehicles, and boat sales, rentals, and services is the purpose of that. It's kind of unusual that that's in the purpose section of C3, and then they list all these permitted sections, but that's what he's doing there. What's interesting, and you do, this is part of the record that was submitted by Davis, Bowen, and Friedel. And in that, it has various maps, tax map, which you see up there. You can see that it's C1 on the entire other side of the street. There's a multiple of uses. There's a church and a youth center. There's a liquor store down the street. Right next to them, to the north, I want to say north, I think it's to the left, there's the fire company owns all that property, and that's all right there. And then there's a mobile home park right to the right. I can tell you that I've been out there, and I was out there Sunday. That tax map is not right. Right? It's overlaid.
Shifted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
The aerial might be shifted based on the.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, because otherwise he's trespassing. But no.
That was my question.
No. The survey and Ring is the survey.
You can't trust that. Yeah.
But that's one of the worst ones I've seen.
Yeah.
Reference
They're
position.
Usually pretty close. But
yeah, that's one off. But that, Oak Orchard is a different kind of place. So as you can see, that there's commercial on the other side of the street, rounded, and on the other, adjacent to the north is the fire company. I thought what was most interesting, and one of Ms. Cornwell's staff was helpful in getting me what's in tab three, which is an ordinance that was passed in 1977 by unanimous vote from Councilman Hill, Benson, Cannon, and Cole. And I was a sophomore in high school. It was conditional use 395, which for this parcel granted the conditional use for boat sales, service, and storage. So it's been in continuous use for that purpose. And, you know, to the extent it provides a convenient service for, you know, nautical use close to the bay and the river, it fits well there. And he's got, you know, the way his business is going, and he can speak to this himself, Mr. Ferensky, that this is a good location for that. And he might, on the other side of the street, you see that red roof and that aerial, that's his property too, so he may make that a shore store or something you call
ship
it.
Store.
Ship store, they call it, ship store. So there's no TIS that was required. Sewer capacity is available, and you have that information in your packet. Water is from Tidewater, and I've already mentioned that the county has always recognized this for this use, which is a permitted use under C3. So we think the change is appropriate and consistent with your code. And I'll call Mr. Ferensky up here if you have any questions. Or just to also ask you a question. You need to state your name for the record, please.
William Ferensky.
And you've heard my representation. Mm-hmm. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Anything you want to add?
No, I'm planning to. Everything's fine.
Okay. All right, then. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
Well, I guess it's the same question I hear quite often when we change the zone to C3. We're concerned with what you might do in the future that you're not doing now by changing the zone.
It's going to stay the same. Okay. We do all our sales on 24. We do our service in Red Orchard.
Okay, thank you.
I have no questions.
Okay.
John. So, is it just GR now?
GR with a conditional use.
So it is a conditional use.
Yeah.
You're trying to get conditional use. You're trying to get, yes, make it commercial.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No questions.
I know. And that was, at first, I had that question too, because it doesn't show up on the map, right, as anything. It just shows up as GR. But yeah, when you go through it, it's conditional use.
Yeah. I'm not sure how we found it. He knew that it was when he purchased the property, sure, and so he looked, and they were able to find it. It wasn't, I think Jenny got it from me or somebody. Thank you.
I think I did.
It was buried deep somewhere.
That old, I probably dug it up.
Ms. Stevenson.
You know, other than the fact that I'm a person who's got a, you know, an issue with the interconnectivity, or how'd you phrase it? A woman who's got a, I don't know, anyway.
Whatever I said, I regret. I'm just apologizing tonight. I should just wake up and apologize, right?
I actually have no questions.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I just don't know about how you managed to get along with Morris James all these years. any questions on the staff on this end? And Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
All right. Anything from you?
No, but that was funny. I don't know that everybody got that, but that was funny.
Yeah, you have to explain that.
I'll tell you what. You take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1869, WMF Watercraft and Marine? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1869?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone on the commission have any questions? Any further questions, anyone? All right. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.